This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
What makes you unhot, Steve?
Many things, sir.
How many?
I got one list. I got three on this list, two on this list, and one on the other list.
So we want the women of Slacker and Steve to tell us, like, what are your... And we can take it from men, too. Because is there a thing for a female? If you see somebody who's completely hot, everything's rocking, you're just like completely and totally attracted to this person.
Okay.
That would make her an absolute no deal breaker, done, no chance.
I would overlook a lot if she's hot, but if she's the type of girl that uses self-checkout at the grocery store and doesn't take her receipt with her and leaves it for me to deal with... Not happening.
That's your...
What else?
That
Let's
makes
see.
Her instantly... I'm going to say this.
Means you're selfish. You're inconsiderate. You're self-centered.
The receipt. The trash can is right there.
You're selfish in bed. That tells me everything right there.
Whether they take the receipt...
Yeah, because you leave it for other people to deal with. That is your responsibility. You shirked it. You're self-centered.
You're a shirker.
You're not consistent.
You lists are a shirker.
You're selfish and bad.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, so she's automatically selfish.
Yep.
All right.
But I'd overlook all that, just, you know.
I have overlooked one of the most pretty people I've ever met.
Why?
Like a long time ago. She was beautiful.
Mm.
She was friends with friends and they introduced me.
Ooh.
She had... Like, I can't, like, my voice is shot at this moment. She had one of the highest pitched voices that was like, oh my God, I've always wanted to meet you. And I was like,
oh, come on, dude.
Because if, like, in the relations department, unless she is completely silent, it's going to be very distracting.
But just at least once.
This is so fun.
Yeah, she just.
Yay, don't stop.
Okay, you...
Oh my God.
Put on your beats or your noise canceling.
She was like.
Wow.
And to be honest, I am now at a point where, and I overlooked this for a relationship once in my life. I could never be with a smoker again.
Wow, come on.
I can't.
Why? Because they're going to die on
no,
you.
No, I love to make out.
Yeah, so and?
It's just no amount of toothbrushing.
You like that taste.
You can admit it. No, I don't.
Everyone says they don't, but they do.
I don't. I hated it even then. I overlooked it because there was so
much upside to that
particular girl.
So you just kind of ignored it for a little bit.
I can't do it anymore.
How about if your wife took up smoking right now?
It would be a complete deal breaker for me.
What?
I like to kiss that much.
You can overlook it.
It's
when you're drinking.
I can't. When I'm drinking, it's ample. So you know what it is?
Mm.
I'm going to sound like a complete snob when I say this, but like my palate, as I've gotten, like when I was younger, I liked gas station sushi and I could make out with a chick who smoked. And now I taste things so differently that a smoking person you smoke. I'm not judging you because I don't ever have to make out with you.
No, I feel it.
I can't, right now, that the hottest girl in the world, like number one supermodel, she's a rocket scientist. Like we could talk forever, whatever. Her like stopping, like, hold on one second, and lighting up a cigarette, I'd be just like, whoa, done.
How about a cigarette pen?
I've never made out with somebody who vapes, so I don't know if there's a smell. It's a smell. Is there a smell? There's a smell. And like, I don't know if it was just this girl who smoked, but it was like there was a texture. There was like,
it was almost
like a cat thing.
Ugh.
Like there was a graininess to them.
Okay. I see that.
But I don't know if that was a smoking or just something she had going on.
I think smoking contributed to that.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you think you have a grainy cat tongue?
Oh yeah.
You do?
I know, but I know it and I'll take care of it before I know I'm going to be going on a date or something.
But you still smoke them around a date.
I do. I'll go out and sneak a couple of drags and go back in. So you're right. So that's usually where, yeah.
But I think, I think you'd have to be a snob like me to actually make smoking the thing that makes a person completely unhot.
Well, it's on the list.
Is it?
And I had to
Which one, the 19?
It was on 19, number 3.
All right, so we want you to add to our list, but we're going to give you a few of these.
Because number 1's a result of number 3. So I have...
I see that.
Yeah, I have 1 and 3.
But you don't always have to have number 1 if you do number 3.
You're right.
Because that would have... Yeah, okay, so we've got 19 things boys do to make them instantly unattractive, no matter how hot they are.
Yeah.
Number 1 is bad breath.
Boom. There it is. I mean, that's universal. You can't really get past that.
I feel
that.
Like it's curable, though.
Well, and I try to do everything I can, but I don't think it's usually effective.
When he's rude to your family, is it number 2? Do you think you're that?
No, huh?
Is there
How about you?
Is there one about the waitress on here at all? I think when he's rude, period. I find
anyone, yeah.
Rude people, like, you can be so hot, but as soon as you, like, look at the waitress and go, hello.
Me too.
I ordered this. It's like...
You're done.
It's pretty... You'd have to be a pretty incredible level of hot for me to overlook it, but I could not overlook it long term. I could overlook it for a one nighter or something, but not that'd be it.
There's one kind of weird one that happened to me a couple of years ago with a lady. Is we just started seeing each other. I was over at her place and she was on the phone talking to a coworker, and they were doing what everyone does, you know, getting catty, ripping on their coworkers, you know, bad mouthing.
Yep.
For some reason, that was the first time I heard her do it. It just was a total
the
turn
cattiness.
Off.
Yes, you're like,
it was a total turn off.
Done.
Yeah,
I can't take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know.
There's so that I wonder if women can overlook that on a guy, but guys don't.
We don't
get as catty as
yeah.
Smoking. Like Steve said, is number 3.
Yeah,
being aggressive or bossy.
But see, sometimes women like that in the boudoir. Yeah, what did I say? Right? Okay.
Oh my God! Please tell me you do that. Hey, look, I'm not that aggressive unless we're. In the boudoir.
Okay, I didn't say it like that.
You said it pretty close to that. I was almost an exact replay. Whatever. When he's constantly negative.
Okay, and I have to keep myself in check on that too. How about you?
I think you and I both.
Yeah.
Like we can get, yeah. When he acts like he doesn't care about anything, you better have circled that.
I didn't, but because I overlooked that one, but you're right. I have to. How about you?
You're more aloof than I. My problem is I'm probably...
Too invested?
I think I'm off-putting because I care too much about everything. And it's like, really? Do we have to talk this long about, like, because no matter what, if it's something, I get really too into things, and I think that's what makes me unhot.
Okay.
Because I'm just like, oh my God, did you see that YouTube video? Let me get my phone! Hold on! We're not even going to do anything! It's like, okay.
I'm turned off.
We're saying you're the opposite. Like, I don't even care about YouTube. What is YouTube? Bah.
And that's a turnoff.
When he constantly tries to one up everyone around him, guilty.
Oh, am I guilty?
Me, not you, not you.
Okay.
You don't one up anybody. You don't even talk. honest to God, if you ever get the pleasure of going out on a date with Steve, you will sit down and be like, "How was your day?" And he'll be like, "Oh, well, how was yours?"
What's wrong with that?
You didn't answer the question.
I did with another question.
That's my point. So
I already know about me.
Have you ever traveled to Paris? Wow, have you? You don't even say
stop.
No.
Stop doing
you
me.
Don't. You don't. Like,
you're right.
So,
I'm right.
You don't one-up anybody because you don't answer any questions ever.
But see, women find that appealing because I want to learn about them. I listen.
For a while, they find it appealing until one day they wake up and they go, holy... I don't know anything about this guy.
Which makes me mysterious, which makes me more desirable.
Shoes with a mouth open?
Nope, I don't. Why do not? I tried.
I'm pretty sure you don't because I'm pretty sure you find that really offensive. So you,
yeah, I try not to.
If you did it and you hated
Hypocritical. Yeah, you don't do that one.
I don't?
No.
Constantly talks about his ex?
No.
You do that one, but it's about my ex. That's weird. It's kind of true.
It is kind of true.
If my ex, ever did like what LinkedIn does,
no.
Where you can buy a premium and see who went and looked at your site. So Steve and I have a common login because we log in as Slacker and Steve, right? And I'll come into the studio and he's on my ex-wife's Facebook profile.
What?
And I swear to God, if
you're right,
if she, if like Facebook ever told you these following six people visited your thing, she would think I'm stalking her.
I never thought
because that. It's like, oh my God, my ex was on my side again. It's like, I don't even know where your page
you
is. I don't
you're
go
right.
to it ever.
You don't.
I've seen it yep. as I walk into the studio because you're
on it. You're right. So yes, it's not you. I'll tell you that.
You constantly talk about my ex.
I don't. It's just okay.
What's she doing lately?
I know exactly.
All right, so we can keep going with our list, but we, like, this isn't as awesome as we know you mm-hmm. can make it. We want you to make your own list. The hottest guy in the world. Like, he's perfect in every way. What is that one thing?
There's always a thing.
And it can be a girl, too. We don't care. Guys, girls, we're mutual offenders here. What is the one thing someone can do to make them instantly unattractive? Holly?
Yeah, guys.
Yay. What's your turnoff?
So chewing gum, like if he chews gum in front of me, I'm going to like walk away instantly, like light switch off, done.
Oh, you'd be walking away from Slacker, Holly. He's a gum guy.
I am a chain. The only time, there are 4 hours in a day when I'm guaranteed to not have gum in my mouth. And that's when I'm on the air. The rest of the time, I love gum.
But Holly, he's not a mouth smacker with his gum. The only thing that might be annoying you do with your gum that is annoying is you'll take
it. If I'm bored, I take it out of my mouth. Like, I don't. Like, but if I'm sitting in a meeting and stupid, I'm like, just pulling it out.
And then you'll place it, you'll stick it up on things. You'll just.
I find it funny to hand it to coworkers.
Yes! And some of them
because I'm ready to move on to the next. Yeah.
God.
Yeah. So then
we punch you.
No shot then, Holly, for you and me.
Because they smack their lips, or why is it with the gum?
I just hate it. I don't know. Like it's, I guess because you step in it so much, and then I'm like, I just don't like it. I don't know.
You won't step in my gum. I throw it under cars. Gross. Sort of. All right. Thank you for the call, Holly. I can't believe the first one I'm guilty of. That sucks.
Gum.
All vain.
Yay.
What is an instant turnoff for you?
Instant tunnel for me. I dated a girl from Texas when I moved to from South Africa.
Okay. Oh.
And after about a month of already having relations, she turned around and asked me if I had AIDS.
Had AIDS?
After a month.
So then your instant turnoff is finding out later that they're just not smart?
I don't know if we can say not smart, maybe like a little bit slow or lethargic or something like that. Because directly after that, she asked me if I had Ebola.
A what?
Ebola.
Ebola, yeah.
Yeah, please, for the love of God, tell me you said, well, yes, to both. Well,
how did you know?
Statistically, I actually just told her, like, does it matter? I mean... It's been a month.
So she just gets on WebMD and just starts listing, do you have rickets? Do you have
rickets? Let me look at all the things. What is native to your homeland of South Africa? You haven't had any blood diamonds on you. I don't, just, what? What?
Exactly.
Okay, no matter how hot she was, you had to bounce at that moment, right? That was
I did. I promise you, I never saw her again.
That is.
Good for you, Alvin.
That is brilliant. Thank you for the call, man. Sydney.
Yay.
Instant turnoffs. What makes them unhot? What do you got?
Way too many accessories.
Oh, like wearing?
Over gelling of the hair.
Okay.
Well, I got no problem there.
Yeah, do I over?
Except for my back hair.
Right.
What kind of accessories? Because there's times where I'm wearing two or three bracelets from children's hospitals and stuff.
How about like two hoops in one ear?
Oh my God, I even forget that I have earrings in that ear. Should I take them out?
No, dude, you're fine. Seriously, no.
Well, it's like the kind of earrings that women wear, like jewelry, regular earrings, and like the big gaudy watches, and just. Guys shouldn't wear those
every time you said something,
yeah,
Sydney.
I'm looking down at my body. I'm like, I should go, Sydney. It's been really good. I thought we were going to make out, but
your watch isn't got used
it's
to
an
wear
Apple
a bigger,
Watch.
Yeah, you used to have a bigger.
Well, I don't smoke anymore, so we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want anything about me with my big pirate hoop earrings.
Well, they're not that big. Yeah. No, they're not.
All right. Thanks for the call, Sydney. It's been really enlightening and good for my self-esteem to talk to her. Michelle?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. What makes what's a turnoff for you for the
A hardcore mama's boy.
There you go. I was waiting for this one. Slacky, you're not a mama's boy.
I call my mom every night. Does that make me a mama's boy?
No.
A little bit.
Why?
I call my mom every night. She's almost 80. I'd like to talk to her as many more times as humanly possible.
That's endearing. Women should like that because he has a good relationship with his mom.
Yes, but I don't call her because I need help.
Right.
I don't want to get recipes or have her, like, I just call to find out how her day went.
Yeah.
That's better. I'm talking about guys who need permission from their mother to do everything when they're mid-40s.
You're right. Like, mom still makes their lunch and
good
still.
God, how do you get to that level?
Right. Like, that's a good one. That's a huge one.
Ugh. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we can maybe get together, Michelle, if because I finally don't fit into one. So far, I'm striking out. Jake.
Yes.
What's your instant turnoff?
When others talk about too many things with relations, if that makes sense.
Oh, like, somebody's just obsessed with, it's just relations. The constant relations. Oh my God.
I'm going to say this flat out. I am who I am, if that makes sense. Okay. So that's a big turnoff, if you know what I mean.
I'm
the same sex.
Okay. You're gay and you get with other guys and all they want to talk about is different exploits and different things they want to do, and you're like, can we just have like a relationship where we occasionally talk about Chipotle?
Yeah, just yeah. Cool.
But don't have the farts. Just kidding.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Okay.
Yeah. No. I get that.
I hate it.
I might be that a little bit. I do talk about relations more than I should, but I do it more for shock value than because I'm actually obsessed.
And to be honest, all I hear is about relation, and it gets too old.
No, I get it.
It's annoying.
I could tell you some things I've done in the relations department, but you probably don't want to hear about it at this point. Danny.
Yay.
What's your turnoff?
I hate the way some guys text.
Oh, no. I probably do it wrong.
How do you text wrong?
U R is two words, not two letters.
Yeah. I know,
U is not a number unless you mean an actual, like, count.
Yeah.
It drives me as well. I've actually told a guy, I flat out broke up with a guy and told him that's why I was ending it, because it drives me up the wall.
But Danny, this is you sound younger. This is your generation. This is how you guys all do
this
it.
This short speak is you should be into
stupid.
It,
right?
It's stupid and it makes you sound stupid.
I agree. Like, it's I don't want to besmirch Prince, but he was like, he started doing this before.
Yeah.
It was like, nothing compares number two, the letter U. And I'm like, I just write it out. You're driving me crazy. It's a title.
Because you got to decipher the hieroglyphics. Like, and it's like,
oh, I get it. That's a good one. Thank you. If you guys want to add to our list, we're out of time, but Facebook never runs out of time.
Yeah. Facebook.com/SlackerAndSteveFans.
Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.